Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world. Today on the program, you will hear stories from Brian Lynn and Mario Ritter. Later, Katie Weaver and Rick Hindman will bring us this week's Personal Technology Report. But first, President Donald Trump is banning transgender people from serving in the United States military. The president made the announcement Wednesday on Twitter. He wrote that he discussed the issue with generals and military experts. He said he then decided that the government, in his words, will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail, he wrote. Navy Captain Jeff Davis is a spokesman for the U.S. Defense Department. He declined to say whether transgender people already serving in the military would be removed. He also declined to say whether Trump's tweets mean a change in policy. Davis told the Associated Press, "Call the White House." The AP reported that about 250 military service members are in the process of changing gender. Trump's announcement did not say what would happen to these service members. The U.S. Department of Defense has not released the number of transgender people currently serving in the military. But a RAND Corporation study says that between 1,300 to nearly 7,000 transgender people are currently active in the services. Transgender people have been able to serve openly in the military since last year. That was when former Defense Secretary Ash Carter ended the ban. The new policy was to go into effect fully on July 1st. However, in June, Defense Secretary James Mattis said the department would delay Carter's order in order to examine its possible effect. Matt Thorne is head of OutServe SLDN, an organization representing the LGBT population in the military. He said thousands of transgender people have served in the U.S. military without any issues. Victoria Rodriguez Roldan, director of the Transgender Nonconforming Justice Project, said Trump's decision is harming lives for the sake of political gains.
The recent deaths of 10 individuals in Texas again brought attention to people risking their lives in search of a better future. U.S. officials say those who died were part of a group who paid smugglers to help them get into the United States illegally. They were being transported in the back of a tractor-trailer truck. Police discovered 8 bodies inside the truck's trailer early Sunday outside a Walmart store in San Antonio. 2 more victims died after being taken to the hospital. Police said 39 people were inside the truck when rescuers arrived. But survivors said up to 200 people may have been inside during the trip. The area reportedly had temperatures reaching 38 degrees Celsius. Rescuers said victims suffered from limited air, lack of water, and heat stroke. Officials said all those found inside were undocumented immigrants, most of them Mexican nationals. Their ages ranged from 15 to about 30 years old. Professor Guadalupe Correa Cabrera is a residential fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C. She has studied human smuggling along the southern U.S. border for many years. She says the tragedy in Texas is an example of how organized smuggling has turned into a big business.
This has become a multi-million dollar industry. From the countries of origin, several people are participating now in a much more organized way, including transnational criminal organizations that charge people to cross the river or to pass through the territories that are controlled by them.
She added that despite the high cost of smuggling and great risks to their lives, many people are still finding ways to get to the U.S.
It seems to me that people are trying to find different ways to get to the United States because they know that when they get to the United States, employers are providing them with a job.
Correa Cabrera noted that if U.S. policies to protect borders and limit immigration get stronger, people will just seek out new ways to get around the laws. She said this is likely to only strengthen criminal groups operating on the other side of the border. Worldwide, the number of migrants reached 244 million in 2015, according to the latest United Nations report. Nearly 2/3 of all international migrants live in Europe or Asia. North America hosted the 3rd largest number, followed by Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean and Oceania. In 2015, mass graves found in Thailand and Malaysia led to the discovery of a large human trafficking operation involving mostly Rohingya migrants. Smugglers kept the migrants in camps under poor conditions before they were transported to other parts of Asia. Last week in Thailand, dozens of people, including 21 government officials, were convicted in the trafficking case. One of the world's biggest migrations involves people fleeing Africa to go to Europe. Millions also have fled fighting in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. Conflicts have forced many families to make the dangerous trip across the Mediterranean Sea. In 2016, the number of deaths in the sea reached an all-time high of 5,000, according to the UN Refugee Agency. People who fled war and persecution from their homeland are considered refugees, but most of the people who arrived in Europe are considered economic migrants. In other words, they are looking for work. Michelle Mittelstadt is with the Washington-based Migration Policy Institute. She says the same issues drive the people trying to reach the U.S. from nations south of the border.
Whether it's in Europe or the United States or elsewhere, they are much more willing to put themselves in the hands of smugglers and to undertake journeys that they understand are very dangerous, but for them are worth the calculus because of the conditions in their countries of origin. They feel so little hope.
The huge migration into Europe has put pressure on schools and other government systems in several countries. This influenced some politicians to move farther to the right on immigration issues and to oppose increased immigration to their countries. Mittelstadt says these developments did send a message that Europe can no longer accept unlimited migrants. However, she adds that the number of desperate attempts to flee to Europe and other places is likely to continue.
When you look at what's happening right now in Africa and the famine and just the instability in some of these countries, and you look at the continuing unrest in Syria and the destabilization in the region and all of that, these are not problems that are ending anytime soon.
I'm Brian Lynn.
North Korea may have a working intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, able to carry a nuclear weapon by next year. Intelligence officials for the U.S. Defense Department made the estimate in a report published Tuesday. Some Republican lawmakers have voiced concerns about North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. The Washington Post reported that the estimate decreases the expected time in which North Korea would be able to produce a reliable, nuclear-capable ICBM program. Earlier estimates had stated that North Korea would need 3 years to build a working ICBM. Mac Thornberry is the Republican Committee Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. He said he was concerned about the apparent success of North Korea's launch of a long-range missile on July 4th. Thornberry wants to increase U.S. defense spending on missile defense by $2.5 billion. Analysts said the missile launched on July 4th was capable of reaching the state of Alaska. Thornberry said Congress and President Donald Trump need to take action to ensure that the U.S. and its allies are protected. The U.S. Defense Department has increased the number of ground-based anti-missile weapons based in Alaska. Missile defense systems are also based in the state of California. VOA spoke to Ken Gauss, the director of the International Affairs Group of the Center for Naval Analyses in Virginia. He said North Korea's increased efforts to develop long-distance missiles are aimed at bringing about talks with the U.S. He said North Korea considers its weapons programs as the only way to ensure its security. Gauss says the North Korean government wants to develop its economy, but is unwilling to limit its weapons programs.
They have moved away over the last few years, away from military first policy, to a party slash people first policy, which the driving factor behind that is economic progress, but they cannot focus on that part of their agenda until they have security locked down.
Observers say the July 4th launch showed progress. Scott Bray, an East Asia expert for the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, said the recent test was not a surprise. However, he added that it presented a threat to the U.S. and to our allies in the region and to the whole world. I'm Mario Ritter.
Eating healthy and staying fit can be difficult. You may want to eat tasty food that is easy to prepare. You may want to be inspired to exercise and stay in shape. The good news is there are apps for that. Apps can help you plan meals that are healthy, delicious, and nutritious. Apps can show recipes and nutrition information. They can also help plan grocery lists, meals, exercise, and more. An online chart shows 11 highly rated apps that can help you eat healthier and stay fit more easily.
Paprika is an app to help users plan meals, shop, and cook. You can save recipes from websites and from other apps to Paprika. The app can help keep a record of the foods you have in your home, so when you go shopping, you know what you need to buy. The calendar in the app lets you plan meals for the week or month. Paprika can create a shopping list based on the meals you plan and what food you already have at home. The app lets you have multiple recipes open at the same time. You also can set multiple timers in the app. The app even knows from the recipe how much time should be on the timer. Paprika is available for iPhone, iPad, Android, Amazon Fire tablets, Mac, and Windows for less than $5. Learn more about Paprika and get links to the app at the Paprika app website.
MealLime has recipes that take under 30 minutes to cook. You can also set how many people you are cooking for and note any allergies people might have. You can set the app to avoid foods you do not like or for choices such as vegetarian eating. The app can show you recipes that fit your needs. The app can also create a shopping list from the recipes you choose. The MealLime app is free. There is also a version you can pay for. It provides more features, including recipe saving and additional nutritional information. Links to the MealLime app for iPhone, iPad, and Android are available at the MealLime website.
MealBoard is another app that can suggest recipes and help you plan meals. This app can suggest recipes based on the food you already have in your home. MealBoard can keep a list of what food you have and what you need to buy. This app can scan barcodes to add items to your list. You can also note the expiration dates using this app so you know when your food is no longer usable. MealBoard lets users save recipes from websites and then search them by foods used in the recipes. For example, you can search for recipes that have chocolate in them. MealBoard is available for iPhone and iPad for under $4.
Eat This Much is an app that can help you stay on your diet by learning your eating goals and preferences. The app will then suggest recipes based on the information you have given. Tell the app how many calories you want to eat and how many meals per day you want to eat, up to 9. Then tell the app what you like to eat, anything, vegetarian, low-fat, etc. The app will plan meals for you and suggest recipes so you can follow your diet. The app will create a shopping list based on the recipes you choose. Eat This Much recently started a food home delivery service in the U.S. to make shopping easier. Eat This Much is a free app for iPhone, iPad, and Android. A paid version is available with more features. Links to this app and more information are available at the Eat This Much website.
Pepperplate is a free app that helps organize your meals. You can save recipes from websites or add your own recipes to the app. The app lets you add recipes to a calendar so you can plan your meals for up to a month at a time. Pepperplate also will create a shopping list for you. The app is free for iPhone, iPad, Android, and Windows. Links to the app are available at the Pepperplate website.
The I Eat Well app supports healthy eating by giving users rewards for eating the right foods. If you like earning rewards for meeting your goals, I Eat Well may work well for you. Instead of measuring how much you eat, I Eat Well measures how well you eat. Tell the app what you are eating for your meal. You can even add a photo. The app will rate how healthy your meal is, then give you a reward if you are eating well. The rewards are digital badges such as feeling better and more energy. I Eat Well is available free for iPhone, iPad, and Android.
Lose It is an app that keeps track of your calories and exercise to help users lose weight. You can set a goal, then record what you eat and how much you exercise. The app lets users type in the food they eat or scan the barcode on labels. Lose It just added a new feature called Snap It that lets users enter food by taking a photo. Lose It also has a community feature so you can get support and discuss with others your weight loss goals, tips, and more. Lose It is a free app, but there is also a version that costs money. It removes ads, suggests recipes, and provides more features. Links to the Lose It app for iPhone, iPad, and Android are available at the Lose It website.
MyFitnessPal is an app that helps you keep track of your calories with what you eat and how much you exercise. You can save recipes and meals that you eat often to make adding them faster. You can also read reports within the app from the MyFitnessPal blog for more information about healthy eating. One recent report told of a healthy way to eat ice cream for breakfast. The app is free, and a paid version is available to remove ads and get additional features.
Want to learn more about the foods you eat? Fooducate may hold some surprises for you. The foods you think are healthy just might not be. Fooducate is an app that helps you track calories and grades the foods you eat based on their nutrition. Get straight A's for eating well. Get F's if you're eating unhealthy food. The app can suggest the healthiest foods to help you get better grades. The app also has a community feature that lets users share healthy eating ideas with others. Find suggested recipes from the app and from others in the community. Fooducate is available free for iPhone, iPad, and Android. You can pay to remove ads and add features. Links to the Fooducate app are available at the Fooducate website.
My Diet Diary is another app to help track calories and exercise. This app helps users eat foods that are nutritious. You can keep records of what you eat and get notices to eat healthy foods. The app also has a community to ask questions and get answers about nutrition and weight loss.
The makers of the Fitbit Fitness Tracker have an app that helps you track your fitness without buying a Fitbit. Use the mobile track feature of the app to use your phone as a fitness tracker. The app will record the number of steps, calories burned, and distance you move. You must have your phone with you for mobile track to work. The app also works with the Fitbit Fitness Tracker to keep track of your movement throughout the day. The Fitbit app is available free for iPhone, iPad, and Android with links at the Fitbit app website. I'm Rick Hindman.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.